Moon Landrieu entered politics in New Orleans at a flashpoint in the struggle for racial justice. 3 years after he was elected councilman at large, he pushed to desegregate public accommodations. That same year, a heated debate ensued about whether or not to remove the Confederate flag from city council chambers. The Historic New Orleans Collection conducted a series of interviews with Mr. Landrieu over 10 years ago and brings us his reflections in this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
Well, I had come to the conclusion segregation made no sense. It was contrary to Christian charity, contrary to my Catholic beliefs, contrary to what I'd been taught. I thought that I wanted to do some good in the world, and I could never achieve what I hoped to achieve. I'm not talking about personal ambition. I'm talking about being in a position of some authority, power to achieve and make the world better. But I had a vision of what I thought I could do if I were mayor. I was close to the scene as a councilman at large. I was very deeply committed to trying to bring about some racial equality.
The year was 1969. Former Mayor Moon Landrieu was 36 years old and an at-large member of the New Orleans City Council, full of social and racial justice theories, coming off 6 years of serving in the Louisiana House of Representatives.
Local NAACP sent out a questionnaire. Do you think the Confederate flag should fly in the council chamber? I went to the other councilman and said, look, I filled out this questionnaire this way. I want to get the flag out. I couldn't even get a second on the motion. Well, a year later, Eddie Sapo got elected to city council. So Eddie said to me, he said, look, I want to get the flag out the chamber. I said, boy, I've been waiting for you my whole life. So I recalled the council meeting, and I said, fellas, I'm asking you to do this thing. I said, we can do it the hard way, we can do it the easy way. There was some grumbling, but they eventually said, yeah, go ahead and do it. So I got the cleaning crew, with Mayor Sciro's permission, to take the flag out of the chamber in the middle of the night, and nobody even noticed it till the next council meeting, when apparently somebody had been alerted to it on the White Citizens Council. Some of Leander Perez's people came to the council chamber and made an issue of it. And it was quite a council meeting, with at least one councilman denying that he had ever been a part of the agreement to take it out of the chamber. There was no question that he was part of the agreement. He kept asking me, he'd walk into my office and say, is it gone yet? Is it gone yet? I said, don't worry about it. It'll be gone. He was very nervous about it, but apparently he was frightened to death of the political consequences and made it appear that he had no part in these meetings and wasn't there. And so I called a recess and said, okay, let's do it the hard way. And after much debate, people trying to add things, flags to it, but nobody wanted to, they didn't want to face that issue head on. And I noticed that just a year or two ago, they're still some of the states fighting over the Confederate flag. I mean, come on, it's not an issue worth tearing a community apart. I mean, it wasn't put there during the Civil War. It wasn't a commemoration of a battle that took place at City Hall where that flag is, like a monument. I think the thing was put in the council chambers in the 1940s, you know, because somebody decided to put it there. I still don't know who put it there. And I figured they put it there, I could take it out. I was mayor 40 years ago. I was in the legislature 50 years ago. It's a long time. I've never been afraid to talk about race. I think we've got to talk about it. On both sides, it's not just a question today of slavery or Jim Crow. That's past. The aftermath is not past. The remnants is not past. The harm is not past.